Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Adriana. How can I assist you today?
Are you a supervisor?
Yes, sir.
She transferred me to you because she says she needed your authorization to reship my 8 issues that you guys never sent.
Okay. One moment here while I pull up the account. And may I have it to verify your name and the shipping address, please?
Cristobal Alcaceres, 1504 Oakwood Avenue, Richmond, Virginia, 23223.
Okay. Thank you for providing this information. And per the notes that she left on the account, this is issue number 19 to 26.
From the DeLorean.
Yes, sir. Is that correct? 19 to 26?
Correct.
Okay. One moment here while I review the account. And once again, thank you for patiently holding. Allow me a few more minutes. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
Okay. Thank you for patiently holding. So I've requested for the reships, allowed that a few days for it to process. As soon as we've confirmed that it's left here with us, we will email you with our tracking information.
All right. Also, can you pull up? Can you see that I also have the Ecto-1 build?
Okay. Let me get that pulled up. One moment. I'm sorry, it's loading a bit slow on my end. Bear with me a few more minutes. I'm sorry. Okay, so I have here the Ecto-1 account pulled up. How can I assist you with this account?
I'm missing issues 4, 5, and 6.
Okay. Okay, so I also got 4, 5, and 8 reshipped for you for this collection.
No, it was 4, 5, and 6.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not 8.
I'm sorry, 4, 5, and 6.
Correct.
Okay, I got that reshipped for you. Let's see. Yes, I got those reshipped for you. Just make sure that with any orders going forward to double check everything to make sure that you have everything in your shipment, let us know within 30 days.
See, that's the thing. And you're a supervisor, and that's what I told a lady before. I'm also a member of OnlyFans that comes with that I'm building R2-D2 and Iron Man. And I don't have to check after them. I have a life. I have a job. I'm not opening these packages immediately when they get to my house. I open them at my own convenience. And I don't want to be paying for a service and then having to call you guys and having to verify everything that you ship. You just literally told me to verify the shipment. Why do you have people working at the warehouse then?
Well, I do apologize.
Why don't you just let me pick my part and then tell the customer, well, you picked your part, verify your shipment. That's what you're literally telling me. You're paying people a salary and you're telling me to verify the shipment.
Sir, I did a courtesy refund. I could have charged you to be able to get these stuff go out to you. I'm telling you, I'm telling you.
Just keep on talking. Keep on talking, please. It's all of this
yes,
is
sir.
Being recorded. Please, keep on talking.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I'm telling you to check every shipment that you receive going forward.
I will
if
not.
You do not.
I will
you
not.
Ask,
I'm telling
sir,
you that
you're
I
telling
will
me
not.
To talk, but you're not allowing me to talk.
Yeah, I'm telling you I'm not going to check any shipment.
Okay, then
not.
You'll
I'm going
be
to open
charged.
The boxes when I want.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't have the things in there and you charge me, then you're going to deal with my bank. It's very simple. Like a fraud, because I'm recording this entire conversation. Thank you for spelling it out.
Yes, sir. Well, I've told you how we work, and if you don't like that, then that's
yes,
you.
Which is a fraud. And like
it's
I said,
not
I'm not
fraud.
checking any shipment.
It's not fraud, sir. That's not how
that's
fraud
it.
works.
Do your job. Tell the people that are working at the warehouse, the useless, worthless people working at the warehouse, to actually do their job. How about that? And stop bothering paying customers. How about that?
Is there anything else I can assist you with today, sir?
No, that'll be all.
Okay. Thank you for calling.